Okay, day one of 7 days in prayer and fasting, and I'm completely believing that the obstacles or the power we need to overcome obstacles and to live with more of God's power in our life is really going to make itself known this week. I'm believing that in faith for our church and everybody that's participating in 7 days of prayer and fasting here to kick off the fall season. When you get a moment, I want you to read Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This is an incredible verse, and it's a great reminder and something for us to strive for. It says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses." What you immediately see is that for us to show our community, our family, people we love, friends, that Jesus is alive in us, not perfection, but Jesus is alive in us. We need power to do that, witnesses. So I think it's important to remember what this means is we don't have to live weak, timid, or defeated. His spirit in us gives us boldness when we naturally want to shrink back or go, I don't want to even go towards something that's that difficult. We have to remember that we have God's strength living inside of us. He gives us a strength when our own runs out, I guess you could say. You know, it's his spirit that empowers us. The same spirit that strengthened the disciples, the same spirit that strengthened the disciples to stand against the crowds and to face kings, even in opposition. That's the same spirit living in us today. We're not walking into this day alone, anytime alone. He's always with us. You carry. And I think it's important to look at this scripture personally, meaning that you carry the power of heaven inside of you. You carry the same power that was with the disciples. Well, it's no different for us. We have access to that. So the encouragement today is lifting your head up, taking your stand wherever you need to stand to be a witness for Christ, but also to know overcoming obstacles or difficulties, if we do it on our own, more than likely, we may conquer it, but it's only going to last for a season. But we want complete victory. Victory means it's definite, and that's what I'm believing. So we lift our heads high. We take a stand. We're confident in the spirit that runs through us. The same spirit that lived in the disciples lives in us to be strong, to have courage, and to be called a son and daughter of the Most High King. Hey, have a great day. Can't wait for day two.